The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Mark Andrew here at the American Peace. Andrew Skousen, are you there? Andrew, are you there? Well, I don't hear Andrew. Andrew is supposed to be with us this morning. Andrew, are you there? No, Andrew. Well, we'll have to call him at the first break. Under any circumstances, why, if you have something you'd like to talk about, in the meantime, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But I want to certainly point out how easy it is to manipulate the American people, and even a lot of very, very good people are being taken in by this idea that the radiation from Fukushima is going to contaminate the west coast of the United States. Now, this isn't to say that there aren't some terrible things happening at Fukushima, that there's not a very high level of radiation there, that it is not been responsible for some damage to health and perhaps even to some of the military on one of our aircraft carriers that was in that immediate region, and that there may be, well be large amounts of radioactive water being dumped into the ocean in Fukushima. But then to take from that and then say the west coast of the United States is badly contaminated and radiated and our levels of radiation are double what they should be. Well, they may be double what they should be, but does that come from Fukushima from some other sort? Certainly the measurement of the fish, they may have slightly higher levels of radiation, but does that mean it came from Fukushima? And no. Who do we have calling? Is that Andrew?
Yes. Sorry, that's Ben.
You go right ahead, Andrew. We've been waiting for you. It's good to have you with us this morning. And Andrew is going to give us the information from this week's World Affairs Brief put out by his dad. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Ben. Well, the big story that we're covering this week is about how Barack Obama's presidency is acting imperial. President Barack Obama last week told Senate Democrats in a closed-door meeting that he plans to use his executive authority to get what he wants in 2014, even if Congress stands in the way, never mind the Constitution. Keep in mind that this imperial presidency, as we're calling it, is not just Barack Obama's personal agenda, because it won't go away when he leaves office. George Bush used some of these tactics, and our next president will too. It's now part of the system. Get a puppet president elected and guide his every move with globalist advisors and the National Security Council, and you can accomplish more than has been done in Congress lately. The pace of these changes is accelerating through any means possible. The Associated Press reported this. Quote, Obama met with senators from his own party Wednesday at the White House. The White House says Obama and Democrats discussed proposals to raise the minimum wage and efforts to pass a comprehensive immigration overhaul. Education initiatives and jobs measures were also on the agenda. The White House says Obama wants to work with Congress to make progress, but will also act on his own to get things done, end quote. Bill says, although it's not completely clear what all the means are for Obama to act on his own as he's threatening to, but using executive orders is probably one of the most prominent ways. This isn't the preferred way for the power that be to get things done, because it raises too much scrutiny from conservatives. They prefer to co-opt the Republican leadership, the presumed opposition, and get them to convince conservatives to compromise along. And that's ultimately where we are headed this year, House Speaker John Boehner is their man. He is preparing to cave in already on the amnesty issue, although he'll call it quote-unquote fairness or by some other euphemism. As usual, Joel says, I expect him to make a vigorous verbal defense of conservative positions, but then sell out in the final compromise, claiming it's the best we could get. Sure. Nothing is more emblematic of this imperial presidency than the constant acquiescence to illegal surveillance and NSA spying, which has been going on relentlessly in both Republican and Democratic administrations. It's one thing that it go on in secret. One might be able to excuse a president who wasn't made aware of it, and some were not. But this president is fully aware and has no intentions of stopping it, only placating the public with assurances of reform. Of course, as an unprincipled yes-man to this, to his globalist handlers who have lots of dirt on him in their copious files, Obama has to do what they tell him. In fact, he is more than willing to comply. After all, when they gave him an quote-unquote offer he couldn't refuse, he didn't have to give up much of his Marxist ideals to join the globalist team, and in return, they offered him immunity, they covered up his education failures, his illegal residence status, his false Social Security card, or gave him a false Social Security card, and covered up his homosexuality. They put him in political office, made him very wealthy, and gave him the highest office in the land. What's not to like and enjoy? The judiciary is a necessary part of this imperial presidency. Stephen Braun and Kimberly Dozier were two of the few who bothered to notice that the FISA court, which rubber stamps almost all of government snooping, lobbied against an independent privacy advocate to observe the proceedings. That's telling. Speaking for the entire U.S. judiciary, U.S. District Judge John D. Bates sent a letter to the Senate Intelligence Committee saying that appointing an independent advocate to the Secret Surveillance Court is unnecessary and possibly counterproductive. And he slammed other key reforms as adding too heavy a caseload to the Secret Court's work. In FISA court hearings, judges only hear from the government seeking a spy warrant. End quote. Joel says, and they want to keep it that way. Let's move on to a little bit more in-depth about this NSA spying issue. The more we learn about NSA spying, the more it is obvious that this is an agency that knows no bounds and abides by no limits. At least this is what we have to assume after this week's revelations from various sources commenting on more Snowden revelations. It is, of course, worse than what anyone knows, but the level of spying already revealed is mind-boggling in shape. This shows in detail what kinds of techniques the NSA and CIA use to spy on us and others.
Hold that thought, Andrew. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Andrew Skousen and the World Affairs Brief.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, this is Archbishop Dan, our guest this morning, who's been talking about the fact that the president certainly is moving towards a dictatorship. He certainly is not abiding by the Constitution. He is using his executive power to circumvent the Constitution, and Mr. Boehner, who heads the Republicans, is going right along with it. Mr. Boehner says the right things, does the wrong things. The invisible government, the Brotherhood, controls both political parties and certainly is rewarding the Obama for going along with their agenda. Remember, he is simply a front man for this little clique that runs both political parties and makes mockery of our electoral system. And we've got to get the American people to understand we've been taken over by a subversive element. And go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. And this subversive element has nothing to lose with the puppet president that is in place now to use him to enact more unconstitutional orders by decree. They know that they've already compromised the impeachment process, which is the leverage that Congress has on a president to keep him from acting outside of his bounds. They've already poisoned that process enough that no Congress is going to go that route again with a president, almost no matter what he does. And the judicial court, the judicial branch of the government is also in their pocket, so it's not going to rein in the president either. As long as the president sort of keeps, more or less within the lines. I mean, he can't arrogate to himself Obamacare completely. If it hadn't passed in Congress, he could have just voted that through. But this is a pathway that you will see the globalists increasingly resort to. The stalemates that have occurred in Congress have actually been in our favor, especially with regard to gun legislation. The push for amnesty last year didn't work out, but they are going to push it through hard this year. And it looks like John Boehner is already on board and advocating legislation of his own in that direction. It also looks like things are not going to improve with regard to NSA spying. The recent Snowden revelations indicate that there is even more tools at the disposal of the NSA than we previously realized. The world of spying is already mind-boggling in scope, Joel says. It shows in detail what kind of techniques the NSA and CIA use to spy on us and others, businesses, individuals, and other foreign militaries, even allies. It used to be assumed that if your computer was not connected to the Internet, it was safe from hacking and eavesdropping. But the NSA and CIA have long been working on technologies to read computers remotely, even when they are not connected to the Internet. For instance, if the agency's dirty tricks boys get close enough, they could use Tempest to sense electromagnetic waves generated by the computer as a person types or as it processed. Confusingly, the term is also now used by government to describe standards to protect against such unwanted radiation. When outside that range, the NSA, along with DARPA's advanced research project, has developed clandestine radar bombardment to get signals reflectivity, as well as tiny radio transmitters in one of various computer components that could be installed in computers going to targeted quote-unquote clients. The New York Times talked about this latest discovery, but evades investigating how the government gets access to the machine, either at the manufacturing level, for example, at Dell, Cisco, Samsung, and others, or through the shippers themselves. UPS and FedEx are likely compromised, too. This from the New York Times. Quote, the National Security Agency has implanted software in nearly 100,000 computers around the world that allows the United States to conduct surveillance on those machines and can also create a digital highway for launching cyber attacks. While most of the software is inserted by gaining access to computer networks, the NSA has increasingly made use of a secret technology that enables it to enter and alter data in computers, even if they are not connected to the Internet, according to NSA documents, computer experts, and American officials. The technology, which the agency has used since at least 2008, relies on a covert channel of radio waves that can be transmitted from tiny circuit boards and USB cards inserted surreptitiously into the computers. In some cases, they are sent to a briefcase-sized relay station that intelligence agencies can set up miles away from the target. Joel says, it's likely not that far away, since the transmission range of microtransmitters with no visible antenna outside the computer is limited. That problem is lessened by using very high gigahertz frequencies that use tiny antennas. Obama gave a major speech today claiming that he is going to place some restraints on NSA surveillance, but he's lying again. It's just more government hollow promises. None of the presidents have ever been in the loop about how much spying really goes on. There's virtually no independent oversight over what the NSA does. No one can tell if they're going to comply with anything the law, the president, or Congress sets out. Based on past precedent, their compliance with the law is zero, ultimately. Though they go to considerable lengths to set up puppet courts to give the appearance of compliance. Continue the New York Times quote. Among the most frequent targets of the NSA and its Pentagon partner, United States Cyber Command, have been units of the Chinese Army, which the United States has accused of launching regular digital probes and attacks on American industrial and military targets, usually to steal secrets or intellectual property. But the program, codenamed Quantum, has also been successful in inserting software into Russian military networks and systems used by the Mexican police and drug cartels. Trade institutions inside the European Union and sometimes partners against terrorism like Saudi Arabia, India, and Pakistan, according to officials and an NSA map that indicates sites of what the agency calls computer network exploitation. Joel says, although spying on most of these bad actors is justified, the list doesn't include all the illegal spying that goes on against American citizens, businesses, and allies. Worse, what the U.S. gathers on Russia and China is not disseminated, but buried so that no one outside the PTB knows of their war plan. All of this is being deliberately kept from the American people, so we are unprepared for what's coming. Of course, the PTB will know when the attack is coming and when to seek the shelter of their deep underground bunkers. A more comprehensive catalog of NSA surveillance magic was presented by Sean Gallagher. He is in Ars Technica. He lists some of the documents leaked showing the NSA's power to own the digital world. Quote, in some cases, the NSA has modified the firmware of computers and network hardware, including systems shipped by Cisco, Dell, Hewlett-Packard, Huawei, and Juniper Network, to give its operators both eyes and ears inside the offices the agency has targeted in others. In others, the NSA has crafted custom BIOS exploits that can survive even the reinstallation of operating systems. And in still others, the NSA has built and deployed its own USB cables at target locations, complete with spy hardware and radio transceiver packed inside. Documents obtained by Der Spiegel reveal a fantastical collection of surveillance tools dating back to 2007 and 2008, they gave the NSA the power to collect all sorts of data over long periods of time without detection. The tools, ranging from backdoors installed in computer network firmware and software to passively powered bugs installed within equipment, give the NSA a persistent ability to monitor some targets with little risk of detection. Hardware and firmware-based backdoors, by contrast, require laying hands on the actual target system. In some cases, the NSA's operators install backdoor hardware and firmware directly onto the systems by, quote-unquote, interdiction. The systems are diverted during shipping to, quote, load stations, end quote, where the surveillance components are installed. This interception may have been accomplished with the cooperation of shipping companies or other government agencies. Details of the process remain murky, end quote. Joel says, you bet they are murky. And we notice that the New York Times, in its article, isn't trying to find the answer. Manufacturers are now loudly proclaiming their innocence, with Dell even offering an apology this week for any quote-unquote inconvenience caused by the backdoors they provide in their systems to the NSA.
And these are backdoor systems by which the government can listen to our conversations, and certainly the people who manufacture our cell phones and our computers are going right along with this government policy because they want to monitor everybody because they want a dictatorship. This is what it's all about. They're not worried about terrorism. We're financing the terrorists so that we will have a justification for this. Just like we financed the Nazis during World War II, so we'd have an excuse to go to war with them, and then we could fight a long war in the effort to move towards the one world government. The United Nations, well, right now, this has to do with establishing this one world dictatorship coming, and they're using our computers, our cell phones, and our iPhones, and they're monitoring everything we do, and they have the amazing capacity to do that, and they have the full support of the people who manufacture the electronic devices. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. And even though the manufacturers themselves are saying that they are innocent, you'll see a lot of this in the news. For instance, Apple is joining ranks with many of the major manufacturers to, proclaim their resistance to this. This kind of interception can't just be done by intercepting packages. It has to start at the firmware level. It has to start at the firm that is manufacturing most of these major components. And then some computers that are pieced together with parts and then shipped to a client would probably get intercepted during shipping and get some of these modifications done as well. But it's just too complicated to get this done just by intercepting packages. It's not just plug and play most of the time. To get the information flowing through a computer, you've got to know the innermost workings of the target machine, and then design and manufacture new and compatible buses, such as the buses, the wires that go and send the information to the screen, or else the interfaces between the chips, or else the motherboards themselves. Especially if you are working with a laptop, which doesn't have much spare space for spy gear. All of this can't just be done during the delivery time, which have specific dates, and then they have to be explained away as they are published, because they tell the client when they are shipping and when they're going to arrive. Another reason this can't be done just by intercepting packages is the packages are tracked and are in the custody of the carrier the entire time, unless, of course, you've compromised all of the carriers. And even if they are compromised, foreign targets are never going to order directly in the name of the Chinese, Iranian, or Russian military. It's going to go through some front person or company, which keeps changing. All of this leads me to believe, Joel says, that the manufacturers are also involved, even though the New York Times keeps avoiding that conclusion. Quote, the documents, which appear to be pages from a catalog of capabilities provided by the NSA's ANT division or the NSA's Tailored Access Operations division, show that many of the tools on offer are ordinary Windows exploits designed to use parts of the operating system to quote-unquote phone home to the NSA with data. Like most malware, these packages can be dropped in place remotely and are probably the least interesting of the new revelations. In other cases, the NSA uses an insider with a USB device or remote access tool deployed by other means to gain access to computer systems, allowing the NSA to, quote, reflash, unquote, their low-level BIOS firmware. Either way, the altering of systems firmware or hardware gives the NSA the ability to install backdoors floors that can survive a total operating system's wipe and reinstallation. One BIOS attack called SWAP was developed by the NSA to attack a number of types of computers and operating systems by loading surveillance control software at CUDA.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Andrew Skousen.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Dan, our guest this morning, Mr. Skousen, and Andrew, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your dad and get his weekly publication, The World Affairs Brief, and then how they can get the books that your father has prepared on strategic relocation, building a safe home, building a safe room, and preparing for the very difficult times that lie ahead as the structure of our society begins to break down. But how can people get in touch with your dad and subscribe to the World Affairs Brief?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I appreciate that opportunity. The best way is to log on to our website, worldaffairsbrief.com. That's all one word with an S on affairs, worldaffairsbrief.com. There's a bright red button to sign up for the World Affairs Brief. They can also get a one-time free sample of the brief by sending an email to editor@joelskousen.com.
That's editor@joelskousen.com. Go right ahead.
Thank you. And there's, even if people don't sign up for the brief, they can see all of the news stories that we are constantly updating on worldaffairsbrief.com. There's also a link there to our other website, which is joelskousen.com. Joelskousen.com has listings of all of Joel's works that are for sale. You can also order them off of that website. The most popular is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. This is popular because it lists all of the major threats that we see facing the country, as well as goes through and lays out with full color maps and data and tables and analysis all of the safe places that we see in the U.S. and how to rank them. It basically teaches you how to search through and find a safe way to get out of the most urban populations and get into some better retreat area and we recommend that people do that in the next coming years, probably the next 10 years, to work out, a final retreat option for themselves. To do that, they would probably want to get also one of our other two books. The Secure Home is also a very popular book that describes how to reinforce and secure a property and a house through either remodel or with new construction. It details how to build shelters, how to put in alternate energy systems, and have recommendations for the different types of construction methods and options out there for people. For people that are just trying to do a smaller remodel on an existing home, they might just want to get the High Security Shelter. This is a smaller and cheaper book that just lists how to remodel a single room with a do-it-yourself project. It has complete plans for reinforcing a room, building a secure roof on top of that with cinder blocks and metal decking. And then it has recommendations for some of the basic systems inside to keep things safe and secure in a difficult time for both your supplies and your family and get them through a crisis. And all of these books are available through our website, but if you'd like to call and get them, that's also available through Radio Liberty. Isn't that right, Dr. Stan?
That's right. You can get these books by calling 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if it's locally. But basically, I'm sorry, you can get them by calling 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. That's our exchange. And Sydney, you can order the books with them. They're among our best sellers. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into difficult times. Make your preparations accordingly. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you. Well, going back to the New York Times quote about what the NSA systems available to them are for hacking into people's computers, they say this: either way, the altering of systems, firmware, or hardware gives the NSA the ability to install backdoors that can survive a total operating system wipe and reinstallation. One BIOS attack called SWAP was developed by the NSA to attack a number of types of computers and operating systems by loading surveillance and control software at boot up. SWAP uses the host protected area on a computer's hard drive to store the payload and installs it before the operating system boots. More specialized BIOS attacks were developed to take advantage of motherboard-based systems management mode capabilities on Dell and Hewlett-Packard servers. Dell PowerEdge servers were targeted with an implant called Deity Bounce, while HP ProLiant 360 DLG5 servers were targeted with one called Iron Chef. Both allowed NSA operators to gain remote control of systems in SMM mode, giving the agency firmware-level control over infected servers and the ability to do things like run rootkit on the server operating system. Joel says, "What this means to you is that no antivirus protection is going to catch the NSA." Continuing the quote, Once installed, the hacked BIOS actually modifies the operating system's kernel in memory when the router is booted, giving an NSA remote operation center full command and control over the router, and allowing for selected network traffic to be sent back to the operation center over an external network connection. Even physically replacing the compact flash memory card the router boots from wouldn't get rid of this backdoor. Juniper routers weren't the only targets of these sorts of BIOS implants, either. Firewalls and routers from Cisco and Huawei were also in the 2007 menu for firmware and software exploits. Such router exploits didn't even require interception of the hardware, but could in many cases be remotely installed by way of another hack. Joel says, the NSA is into every conceivable method, but the larger challenge has always been those computers not hackable by the Internet. Continuing the quote, Jinsu allows the NSA to slice and dice computers' hard drives and control them remotely over a covert radio connection. An implanted wireless device is the NSA's go-to approach for dealing with air-gapped networks, networks that don't have an Internet connection for security reasons. There are a number of other implanted devices that the NSA has in its TAO arsenal, including the USB and Ethernet implants that can transmit short-range radio signals and more robust implanted hardware for longer-range transmission. These radio links create a shadow internet that allows the NSA to move data out of an adversary's network and into its turmoil and XP score collection system. The Cottonmouth series of implants are USB devices that provide a covert wireless bridge into a target network. They can be integrated into any USB plug, so check your mouth. Joel says, don't bother, only an expert could tell. For networks that the NSA can't get to physically, there's Nightstand, a self-contained Wi-Fi hacking system that can break into networks up to 8 miles away in optimum conditions.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, and we're talking about how they are monitoring the American people. Now, this is all illegal, but that doesn't matter. We have an elite group that controls this government. They want a world dictatorship. They're monitoring everybody so they will know if there's any organized opposition to their plan for the one world government, the one world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity. Because behind this whole movement are powerful demonic forces. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right. Well, some of these techniques are very deceptive. There's a technique the USA uses called a Windows exploit called SomberNave, which uses a computer's Wi-Fi adapter to phone home with data. It could be used to collect data from target computers even when they're not intentionally connected to a network. According to the ANT catalog, the nightstand Wi-Fi exploit system's attack is undetectable by the user. But why stop at network data? The NSA also uses some fairly exotic tools to grab computer video, keyboard strokes, and even audio from inside more difficult-to-reach places by using passive electronic devices that are actually powered by radar. These devices, charged by specially tuned continuous wave radio signals sent from a portable radar unit, operating on as little as 2 watts up to a much higher 1 kilowatt of power in the 1 to 2 gigahertz range, send back a data stream as a reflected signal, allowing the NSA's operators to tune in and view what's happening on a computer screen or even listen to what's being said in the room as they paint the target with radio frequency energy, as well as giving a relative rough location of devices within a building for the purpose of tracking or targeting. Of course, the NSA is also hacking smartphones. The 2007 NSA